This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, they're saying
we are on the march. The Empire is on the run.
And Pence.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I don't want folks to have to hold, so I'm going to get the number out at about 20 after. So you can call in after James O'Keefe of the Veritas Project joins us with some breaking news, but also his take on election 2016. What do you think of this supposed pick? They say that Pence is scheduled with a bunch of Fox TV and other channels tomorrow in the hours after Trump set to make the announcement. He stayed at his home for a few days. I mean, I thought that was a big sign. But they had the other people, Gingrich and Sessions and General Flynn, to the same meeting in Indiana. So I think this is probably accurate information. It's from the Hill. Judge seems to have a good instinct for these things. Talking to Stone, he said nothing had been decided, but that he pretty much thought who he knew Trump was going to pick now. And he didn't tell us what he talked to Trump about, but then he kind of brought it. I said, well, I think it's going to be Sessions, even though it'll be politically incorrect and make a big deal out of it. They're going to do that anyways. He goes, well, you really read my mind. Yeah, that's what I told him. But Sessions wants to bow out. So that was, you know, inside info there. And the word was it was probably going to be Pence, but we didn't want to go there. I was kind of hoping to promote my own little way Flynn because the media put out the whole thing about him being a Democrat to throw everybody off. Turns out that's not true. But regardless, he has a good background of integrity. And really exposing corruption and bucking corruption and giving the information, working with General Dempsey, to the Russians 4 years ago when he was the head of Defense Intelligence. He was the head of Defense Intelligence a year and a half ago. He got fired by Obama for that, folks. I mean, they weren't about to arrest him for espionage because the whole military went in and confronted Obama and said, you're backing Al-Qaeda and ISIS doing this. Is it okay if we share intelligence with people to stop them? And Obama's like, well, if you drop flyers 2 hours before, and it's only certain areas, and the Russians kept publishing the satellite photos of the hundreds of trucks an hour lined up going into Turkey, and said, we're going to blow that up. And they started blowing it up, and Turkey flipped out and started, you know, shooting down Russian aircraft. I mean, this is a circus, folks. But Trump's got good instincts. Trump's the guy in the arena. Trump is the guy that to turn down Adelson's $200 million to take Gingrich. If he does a curveball and picks Gingrich, that's one strike for Trump. But I'm waiting to see what he does once he gets in. But he just keeps amazing me. I mean, he's just done things right down the line that are unprecedented, super courageous, super dangerous. He wants to basically downgrade NATO that's running around starting wars and backing the Arab Spring and really trying to start a new Cold War. They're trying to bankrupt Russia. And, you know, Trump talks about it. He has a lot of generals advising him that they have a bunch of pork barrel, a bunch of weapons that don't work. We're giving the Chinese everything we got. He says, don't worry. We're going to have real weapon systems. We're going to be the strongest. But we're not going to start wars with Russia. And we're not going to let China get the secrets. Because it's the Chinese that have infiltrated. It's the Chinese that are in our defense intelligence system. They're the ones robbing everything. They're the ones with mobile execution vans. They're the communists. They're in bed with Walmart and the billionaires and the oligarchs, screwing everyone. They're the enemy. Not the Chinese people. But the Communist Party of China is the most. Every science fiction movie you go see, the Chinese run the space program and run the world, basically. The new Independence Day, the Martian movie. I mean, man, you go see movies now. I mean, there's Chinese government red flag propaganda everywhere, running the planetary government. seen basically any movie I see that's military or space, the Chinese are running it. I mean, this country's in trouble, folks.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I have a stack of news articles here in front of me where students mildly criticizing people on their own Facebook are being threatened or being kicked out of major colleges. There's two more today. There was one just yesterday. And Paul Watson's written a new article for Infowars.com. Black Lives Matter organizer triggered by white people demands money for being a fat black bitch. That's a quote. Be ready to write checks and give up your car keys. And what it is just lazy, crazy social justice warriors. I don't care if you're black, white, or whatever. That are in their own fantasy land. And see every major media outlet, movies, TV shows, the White House, blaming the police. Well, white people better listen up, Hillary said. Obama said, we need to reform things. Implying it's the police fault someone randomly went and shot him. It's not right if a crazy cop shoots somebody innocent. And it's not right if another crazy person goes and shoots five cops. Then they say it's racist to say all lives matter. That's an inversion of reality. That's the opposite of racism, is to say all lives matter. It's racist to say black lives matter only. But the issue here is, this is weaponization of media. This is the next phase of what the globalists are going to do in this country. With the UN advising and setting up meetings to watch the police in every U.S. city. Meanwhile, Trump is reportedly, according to sources at Fox and sources at The Hill, it's going to be Pence, the governor of Indiana. We're going to be going over that at the bottom of the hour, taking your phone calls. We're going to be talking to Bernie Sanders supporters. I mean, why would you now not go for Trump? I mean, the whole establishment's against him. You claim you're anti-establishment. What a joke. The truth is, you like a big government, don't you? You just want a piece of it. Now, joining us to the bottom of the hour is James O'Keefe, ProjectVeritas.com, best-selling author, I think a consummate investigative journalist. I'm not going to go over all of his amazing feats with his crew. Bringing Down Acorn, you name it. He is a leading expert on fighting social justice warriors. But they have gone into an overdrive level. They've got some calculus at the White House where they believe they're going to win. He also has a new video with a congressman admitting, oh, no, you know, we're going to have guns. You know, I mean, we're not going to say that our homes are gun-free zones. No, just the schools and places. So we're going to play a clip of that video. The full video is on Infowars.com, ProjectVeritas.com. In fact, we have a short clip of that that I want to go ahead and play right now. Hidden cam shows anti-gun congressmen and staffers refusing to promote homes as gun-free zones. Here it is.
We're called the Citizens Get Senseless Gun Violence.
Yes.
Guys, basically, we want to see a ban on all of
Yeah.
And specifically, you know, we want to put this in people's, in every single law in the year for people to don guns and say, this home is probably gun-free.
I never even thought of this angle. This is almost, I'm a big gun control advocate, but
this
is like a new angle I hadn't thought of. It makes me almost nervous. But
you think somebody would break into your house?
Yeah,
but if you put it up?
I do. I wonder.
You think it'd make you a victim?
I wonder.
Wow.
So that's, well, you know, we'll get into the whole story with him right now and then talk about the bigger picture. Great to have you on with us.
Hey, Alex. Great to be with you.
Well, I tell you, you want to tackle this story first or just get into the state of the activation of what I'd call like Mao youth brigades or something, this day of rage coming up tomorrow? This is crazy.
Well, maybe let's start with this gun-free zone story because I think it plays into the hypocrisy of our elected officials and they're not believing what they actually write in the legislation. So maybe let's start there.
Yeah, tell us who the players are in this video.
So this is an interesting one. We did this 4 years ago in New York, Westchester, New York. We caught people on tape. The idea is simple. Approach these individuals and say, I want to put a sign on your lawn saying your home is a gun-free zone because these guys are anti-gun. Of course, they would do that because they write legislation. So what you're seeing right now is this guy is working for John Conyers. He's a legislative aide. He writes legislation. His name is Eric Sperling. And he says in the video that you can see the wheels turning inside of his head. He says, I'm a big gun control advocate. This is a new angle I hadn't thought about before. It makes me nervous. It makes me, quote, a target for criminals. So these legislators, these congressional people, are on video saying that it would draw attention to their homes if they advertise them as gun-free zones. Now, this is obvious to me and you. It's obvious to our audience. But to see the Democratic legislators say this when confronted with the truth, I think is really groundbreaking. And I'm sure people have other ideas, but this is a start. They're actually saying, you know what? I don't know if this is such a good idea to advertise gun-free zones.
Well, obviously, it's common sense. The places that have all the gun laws have the highest crime rates in the world. They know this. I mean, the rich elite that are liberal all got bodyguards. It's so hypocritical. I love the fact that Trump keeps saying, hey, give up your security, Hillary. I mean, it's an oxymoron. What point do you think, just as someone that's been following this so long, and what point have we reached? Are the social justice warriors and Black Lives Matter, and, of course, we have a longer clip with Rangel coming out and talking. I mean, do they actually believe anything they're saying, or is this just pure divide and conquer?
I do not think they believe most of what they're saying. I wrote a column, Drudge linked to it on Friday after the shootings last week. We are entering uncharted territory. There is a brave new world of unregulated video. I think it's a good thing. I think it was very tragic last week what happened and these shootings with the police. the shootings in Minnesota as well. But the video is really catalyzing the masses. It's creating these social movements. And I think, unfortunately, it's creating these mobs, these violent mobs. But I think it also can be harnessed, and this is the point I made, it can be harnessed for good to promote government transparency. For example, we know that Bill Clinton met with Loretta Lynch. We know that there are bribes of federal judges taking place. Well, that should be live streamed. And we can harness this technology, this live streaming technology, for example, for good. And I'm a representative of an organization, Project Veritas, which is beta testing hidden camera video streaming to our servers. That way, if anything happens, we have a copy of the video. If law enforcement takes it, we have a copy of it. And I think that this is a power that can be used to promote government transparency as much as it can be used to hold police officers.
Well, I'm all for citizens having hidden cameras. I think making police wear body cams all the time, I wouldn't want to work and live like that. I think it's Big Brother. It sets the precedent for everybody to have that at work. And I don't like it. I mean, I think if a company wants to make you do it, that's your option to do it. And I think police, when they're on calls, should have a camera on for them and everybody else. I used to be for that, but now I realize it'll be selectively enforced, because in liberal areas, when cops do bad things, they just cover it up mostly. But then if it happens in a more freer area, they will then come in and use it as a way to politically take over and kind of cherry pick things. I mean, so I think there's a problem with too many cameras.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that. And I want to make a clear distinction that, this is about little brother holding big brother accountable.
Exactly.
The entire point of the American experiment. Giving big brother cameras and all that, we've already lost our expectations.
Oh, cops are having to wear body cams in many cities now when they use the bathroom.
That's right. I'm sure they are. And, I think the point Ed Snowden made on Vice recently is he said, Shane Smith asked him, well, why aren't more Americans outraged by all the surveillance? And Ed Snowden said, well, they would be if we had the politicians on tape admitting it in plain words. So the whole point of this technology, and I really think it's a transformative moment in American politics, because the technology is unregulated, it's proliferating. Anybody can live stream video now. Now, we use hidden camera devices that are not, you can't buy them in most stores. But the fact that we can hold Big Brother accountable and make them lose their expectations of privacy, that's what this movement is all about.
Absolutely. They know that at least the people and the Fifth Estate, the new Fifth Estate, are watching. Also, it really allows us to show that the so-called left are the most ignorant, anti-liberal weirdos the world's ever seen. I mean, this is, just the video camera and YouTube and the proliferation of basically everybody getting on it now and having millions of providers of news, not just thousands or hundreds, it's almost like a singularity. It's showing how monstrous the social justice warriors are to a person. I mean, these really are mentally ill, weirdos, bizarro land. I mean, it's even forcing the left, who are more trendy but aren't stupid, to go ahead and admit, okay, something's wrong here. I mean, when you look at Trigglypuff, Abe Skrilik, I mean, when you look at these people, Carl the Cuck, I mean, when you look at these people, they are scary.
A citizen journalist named Mike Strickland was detained. This was covered on your website yesterday for unholstering his gun. He felt threatened. And there were videotapes of the Black Panthers right before he unholstered his gun threatening to take out their guns. So things are all caught on video. My greater point is that we can use this as a movement for good. And I think that,
and they just said down the street, pull your guns out and shoot cops 10 minutes before.
That's right. That happened right before Mike Strickland was arrested. Mike Strickland is sitting in jail. His bail is set at $250,000. Mike Strickland, is a friend of mine. He's worked with me.
And by the way, that's a liberal town, you notice. Now they're throwing the book at him. I mean, it's crazy. So we think of the cops are all bad. Oh, they're not bad when they're liberal cops and allow people to be abused.
Right, and they originally charged him with a misdemeanor for menacing behavior, but then they charged him with two felonies. Now, Mike Strickland was assaulted. Last year was assaulted. He broke his arm in three places. He was tackled to the ground. And right before this event, Black Panther said, take out your guns and use them, basically. So that's all on video. There's a picture of Mike Strickland. He didn't want to hurt anybody. And
he's got the gun pretty much aimed down at the ground. He's got his hand back saying, stay back. As people say, we're pulling guns up.
Right, exactly. So this is a friend of mine, a citizen journalist, but, what I draw from that whole thing is that everything is on video.
Who was attacked the year before?
Mike Strickland was assaulted by someone who disagreed with him. Someone disagreed with him and threw Mike Strickland, that guy you just saw, threw him to the ground. He broke his arm in three places. He couldn't work for 6 months. So he's been physically, violently assaulted in the past.
And then
so
he just simply says, back off, and they've arrested him. Stay there. Final segment straight ahead with our guests and your phone calls.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 in shipping. Go to freefoodone.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefoodone.com now. That's freefoodone.com.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean, nothing, honey, if it ain't free.
Kenzo Keith, our guest, coming up in the next segment. We're opening the phones up to Bernie Sanders supporters. How on earth could you not support Trump when he's totally anti-establishment and Hillary stole the election? Stole your votes. They just appointed her in California and just gave her the race there. It's crazy. We're going to be taking your phone calls in the next segment on that and on Mike Pence. That's who they've... I called Roger Stone. He said, I cannot comment. It shouldn't have been leaked. I'm not saying that's who it is. I'm coming on the show tomorrow. This leak was not supposed to happen. So that's the quote. So whoever did it's going to get in some trouble with Trump. I'm not going to give you Roger's quote, but it's a big deal. But we'll see if this is even accurate. So I don't know. I'm still in the dark here. I think it probably is, folks. Going back to James O'Keefe. James, looking at this day of rage tomorrow, all the establishment behind this, Hollywood behind it, you're taking this issue statistically, 258 black people were killed by cops. Let's just say none of it was justified. Obviously, most of it was in last year. That's not even a blip, but you'd think it was the end of the world. What do you think the Obama endgame is on all this?
Well, I will say that the convention is coming on Monday, and there's going to be some violent protests. And here's what I can comment on, because I can only comment on the investigations I do. We have people who are actually meeting with some high, high-level left-wing operatives and exposing and planning the activities for the convention next week. And our goal is to try to preempt the violence and preempt the social justice warriors and their violence and their mob mentality by exposing it. Who's funding it and what activities are they doing that's fraudulent? For example, we got one of these guys on tape saying they're going to bust people from state to state and commit voter fraud for the presidential election. It's all about the fraud. And as evidenced by our gun-free zone video, these legislators don't want to put signs in their homes saying their guns are or their homes are gun-free zones. These people are hypocrites. They don't believe in what they even say publicly. We just got to expose it. That's the name of the game. Get it on video. Release the video and outrage.
Well, James, you just dropped the bombshell, and I'm talking to some of the folks today. We've had multiple people contact us that are in the media and who are more libertarian but seen as liberal, and they're saying, listen, we're at newspapers. We're at major firms. We're at major... meetings with people planning to go to Cleveland with InfoWars, Make America White Again. They're also planning dirty tricks, but they're trying to figure out how to do it and coordinate with Black Lives Matter that it's a false flag. So they're scared of getting beat up, but it's stuff like that. Is that the type of intel you've got?
Well, no, we actually have people who've been working since January building relationships with some of these high-profile, I call them operatives, people behind the scenes.
Oh, wow, so you've actually penetrated into the people that are being run by the White House of Soros, I mean, the actual minions.
Yeah, one of our people got burned in the process, but we still have a few of them, half a dozen of them, that have relationships with some of these operatives, and they're on video describing what they're going to do. And we have meetings this week with these operatives.
Let me just ask you, why not let them come out and do it? I know that's kind of aiding the crime. I guess we can't do that. But then let them come out and do it, and then let them blame it on us and then show it was really them. Isn't that more powerful? But that's a moral dilemma.
I think that's a very good idea, Alex. I think as long as it's not, if they say we're going to bomb the place, I'd have to tell whoever it is. But if they say we're going to do this activity and make it look authentic, which is what they've been saying, and we have this on video, I'm holding on to this, and they're still planning for the convention next week. There are meetings taking place, over the weekend about what they're going to do. So that's what I'm doing, and I'll be sure to report back to you and your audience about what I find.
Well, thank you. I got to say, about 5-6 years ago, there was stuff at Breitbart being written about Democrats and Molotov cocktails and stuff, and I kind of thought it was exaggerated. The FBI might have set them up. But now, in retrospect, looking at it and researching it more, no, this is the left is really this violent and really being directed by the establishment. I think it's a major miscalculation.
It is a major miscalculation, but that's their Achilles heel. That's their Achilles. I mean, is it a miscalculation for the attorney general to meet on an airplane with the former president, who's the husband of the nominee? It's a huge miscalculation, but it doesn't mean anything unless we get on.
Sure. Is it arrogance or is it ignorance? I mean, what is it on average?
I mean, that's a study in human nature, but I think it's they think they can get away with it. It really comes down to the fact they think that they will get away with it because people are too afraid to do anything about it. And that's where people like you and I have to tape it.
Yeah, I think, you're smarter than I am at a lot of this, James O'Keefe, Project Veritas.com. Folks can get his book there, Blueprints How to Do All This Safely in the Best Way. But, maybe blow their cover right before they do it. And then on some of the stuff, blow it after. That'll be even bigger. But I can't wait to see it. I'm going to be there. I know you're going to be there as well. Thank you so much, Project Veritas. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Big news straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Summer of Rage. It's called the Day of Rage. It kicks off tomorrow.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The Day of Rage all across the country tomorrow. Social justice warriors, socialists, communists running around with their red flags, spewing anti-white racism, most of them white. It's all part of the dialectic of control. Total and complete manipulation. Hypocrisy on steroids. Matt Damon, of course, has called for immediate gun ban. That's the headline in the Daily Mail. He actually called for just banning guns. See, they're more honest now. Repeal the Second Amendment. New York Times. New York Times, kill Donald Trump. Okay, yeah, he's allowed to say that. They're allowed to say that. All these other publications coming out, Rolling Stone, repeal the Second Amendment. And then Matt Damon, who isn't a bad actor. I don't even dislike the guy. I don't want to dislike him, but he's such a fraud with bodyguards and armed bodyguards. I'll tell you why I like Keanu Reeves, man. He is pro-gun. Amazing at the range, knows his stuff, super smart, doesn't talk to the media. Nobody knows what he thinks. The media says he's dumb because he won't talk to them. Well, I ought to try to get a hold of Keanu Reeves sometime because he was in the movie Scanner Darkly, and I consulted on it, and I was in it, and I got to know him pretty good. And then he opened up some, and he was just super smart. Well, I tell you, he got some incredible motorcycles, too. But let's just say he's kind of like a modern Steve McQueen, but nobody knows it. Motorcycles, guns, whole nine yards, but I mean, pretty wild stuff. Like Steve McQueen riding, you know, winning races and off-road stuff back before they had dirt bikes. Remember all that? That kind of stuff. But notice you don't hear him shooting his mouth off against the Second Amendment, do you? He's made so much of his money in movies with guns. He's not a hypocrite. But Matt Damon. Matt Damon is a whole nother bird. In fact, I'm going to stop with the Keanu Reeves stuff. I've not pursued Hollywood. I've not pursued people in Hollywood. But I kind of look back and wish I would have a little more with Keanu Reeves because he's a really interesting guy. I know over the years he got more of my films and stuff, and his assistant would reach out and invited me out there, but I went out to L.A. and I just never went and did it. I mean, I got to tell you, I really like Kurt Russell. I mean, to learn that he says, I'm not liberal, I'm not conservative, I'm 1776, pro-gun, pro-Americana, we need to bring Americana back. It's the greatest system in the world, and that's why it's under attack today by the controlled left and the controlled right. Wow, I love Kurt Russell. Isn't it great he's a patriot? See, I don't want to talk bad about Matt Damon. I want to talk about people I like. Or Clint Eastwood. Just incredible for what he's done and what he stood for and the amount of films he's produced and just everything. It's just how old he is and still just an example of a real man. Of course he's a Michael Savage listener. Been on the show. See, that's what I'm talking about. Thank God we're not like these people. Matt Damon. The guy is a nightmare on every issue. He's so horrible. He spews whatever the establishment wants, and they just keep giving him the big roles. Because let me tell you, there's very few people in Hollywood that have got the clout, like Clint Eastwood, to be able to say and do what they want and not be attacked. Kurt Russell had a lot of courage when he came out. They blackball you. They come after you. I didn't mean to go off on this jag, but I'll go ahead and do it. A pretty big Hollywood producer. He's put out some of the biggest movies and been married to one of the most beautiful stars and produced a whole bunch of, you know, big TV shows, HBO, you name it. I mean, top shows. Shows I actually watch or have watched. And he was pretty much just inviting me out to L.A. He said, listen, yeah, the Secret Society, the Abe Lincoln Society, has been kind of broken up. And, but he said, you know, it's still there. There's a lot of good folks out in Hollywood who want to meet with you. You know, if you ever want to come out there or come down to Houston. And I said, yeah, I'm just so busy manning these guns here, but I'd love to go out and, you know, talk about some projects or something. And I said, so it's really that bad. And he was like, oh, yeah. I mean, they're surveilling us, and they know when we meet. 60 years ago, communists had to meet in secret talking about overthrowing the country. Now, conservatives, beyond Tom Selleck, some of the biggest names, folks, go in secret meetings, 30, 40 people. And then Hollywood has infiltrators that go in and report it to the big bosses, and then you don't get your project done. And this guy's a big producer. I was flattered he came here to see me. Really nice guy. Big fan. I mean, it's like so much of the stuff. I don't watch a lot of TV or movies. It was like, go down the list. It was like, wow. You know, to actually meet the people behind it. It's just to know I'm in a country where there's secret societies for conservatives. And all conservative means is you don't want to turn your guns in. You don't hate America. You believe in free market. I mean, you'd call these people 50 years ago liberals. I mean, what they call conservatives today are, you know, guys that don't hate America. And, you know, who are married to a Buddhist. I mean, you know, And then they're not even against gay marriage. It's like, it's that has to meet in secret in Hollywood. The pedophiles don't, though. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, it isn't liberal, folks. It's a bunch of damn pedophiles. And they want control of this culture, and they've got an agenda, and they like screwing stuff up. And that's why nothing makes sense, and why everything's upside down, and why there's all these entitled people running around with, you know, complaining about everything and saying, I'm a victim. Wah, wah. They're like babies. They're like toddlers. Paul Watson did that analysis. 6 times more likely to steal, many more times likely to not give to charity. That's the modern liberal. They're not liberal. They want to tell real, open-hearted, good people that we're bad because they know it works on us, and we'll try to cozy up and make them feel better like we're their mommy. I'm not your mommy. I'm done. I remember driving out of here that afternoon. That I was just like leaving work, and I'm just like, it's bizarre to have a big producer here. And I've had so many of those bizarro meetings over the years. I don't even have those anymore. The guy came here. And it's just surreal that our country is in that much trouble, and then Hillary Clinton can have her goons at public unity rallies with Bernie supporters, that's what it's billed as, pull down Bernie signs and attack free speech and attack Bernie supporters after you stole their votes. Was this guy a jihadi or something? Yeah, don't let that woman have speech. Give that man a medal. That's some probably jihadi in a suit, you know, keeping the little poor socialist from, and then the women getting up on it. What are you doing? They're going after a woman. Yeah, where's the men around there to smack that guy right in the nose? He's bam. Hey, how's that feel, punk? Put your nose back together now. He just grabbed a woman. Oh, no, Corey Lewandowski, he didn't do that. That guy just grabs her and rips it out of her hands. But it's okay because it's Hillary. It's for the women. When she's not overthrowing moderate Muslim countries and bringing in the hordes of hell. The hordes of hell. Finance her. She's got the whole Muslim caliphate wired up. That woman's a puppet. They got their arm right up there running that show. But it's okay because Matt Damon, he calls for immediate. I always love how they have the desperate sounding. Oh, we care so much. I call for immediate. And then George Clooney with all his bodyguards and palaces, as they're taking one refugee in, is up there in Europe giving a speech, and he's fopping around. Oh, Trump's evil. Oh, what's my line? Bad man. No, what is the line? Not going to happen. Oh, you're so intellectual. I want to hear from Bernie supporters. I want to hear, you can call in and say whatever you want. I'm not going to censor your calls. And if you want to make it about me and about how capitalism's evil and everything, that's fine. But I'd actually want to reach out to you, not in a butt-kissing way, because you've already been robbed. You've been screwed over. I told you that was going to happen. The fix is in, and if you're planning to vote for Hillary, I think you are one of the biggest morons on the planet. How could you vote for her when the big banks are behind her, the corrupt elements of Wall Street, foreign governments, the communist Chinese, 12 different Gulf states? I mean, can you imagine if Donald Trump was financed by Gulf states, 20% of his campaign, that literally chop homosexuals' heads off? How fast that little Bernie fed blowover dodos got conned by the old con man, never worked a day in his life. Fix was in on you the whole time. Now he says Hillary represents everything that's wonderful and good. Matt Damon called for, in fact, can we get the video of this video of this? Matt Damon called for a ban on guns in, quote, one fell swoop. You ever thought about what will happen? I think he probably has. They've gone from saying, we don't want your guns, just let us register them, to, yeah, we're going to take all your guns. We got camps ready. We're ready for a war with you. Matt Damon called for a ban on guns in one fell swoop while promoting his newborn film in Australia. No irony, just running around machine gunning and killing the whole time. The 45-year-old actor also said he admired the way Australia passed tighter gun laws just 12 days after the 96 Port Arthur massacre that was staged. Total hypocrite. Oh, but don't worry. Lena Dunham, whoever she is, just look at the self-importance on her face for your TV viewer, calls for altering of gun-toting Jason Bourne subway ads. How about we stick stickers on there saying, hypocrite, I'm protected by bodyguards, Infowars.com. How about some of our listeners go do that? Get aggressive with these people. Oh, no, they're putting flowers in his hands instead of a gun. Because the image of a human defending themselves is evil. No, these are tyrants conquering us, and they want to make that idea in your psyche anathema. They want you domesticated. It'd be like breeding legless, eyeless, toothless gerbils to feed to a boa constrictor. Now, a boa wants a little bit of struggle. So does a cat before it eats something. But, you know, not these globalists. They want you, well, they want you to have eyes, though, so you can be horrified when they metaphysically suck you dry. So I guess no arms, no legs, no teeth. And you're just like, ooh, and then here comes one of these, you know, domestication vampires, or she's more of a Renfield handler. And she's like, just turn those in. We're going to take real good care of you, cupcake.
Matt Damon talks gun control ahead of Bourne release. Matt Damon.
Meanwhile, it's all part of a world government UN plan created by our own government and the robber barons to disarm our nation finally and have us under a one world government, ending with the citizens and the police being disarmed. Only special UN tactical units in every area. This is the official plan we're allowed to be, have guns. And now it's all over the news on Infowars.com, Black Lives Matter, saying there's a new Black Lives Matter support group of white people that says disarm the police now. You know, I didn't want to militarize the police. I knew they were cooking up the Civil War America scenario. I tried to stop all that. But now that they brought the drug cartels in, now that they've engaged in all this, it's like the one of the leaders of in West Texas wasn't... It was the county judge, the head of the county city council. He came out a few years ago and said, we need armored vehicles to fight Obama when he comes and confiscates the guns. Was that Lubbock? So we've got all that unfolding. But I want to take your phone calls right through to the end of the next hour, starting in the next segment, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you're a Bernie supporter, and I'm screening your calls here on air, which means I'm going to get a little angry if it's a joke or a side issue. I mean, I really want to hear from Bernie supporters. There's two different topics, okay? I usually have the open, most free-for-all show you can imagine, but I sometimes want to actually hear from you on a certain topic. And what do you think of the leak that it's supposedly Mike Pence, and it looks like it's leaking out of Fox News because they already have interviews with him scheduled tomorrow, to roll call and to a bunch of other places there at the Hill. So what do you think about that, if it's true? I'm glad it's not Newt Gingrich. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. But, hey, do I get another apology from the thousands of publications that said I was insane and I believe there's a plan to get our guns when it's all on paper and I have all these senators saying it on video and Handgun Control Incorporated saying it doesn't matter what Mr. Jones does with his rallies. We have your children in the public schools and we are indoctrinating them and we will get your guns. That's what the head of the Violence Policy Center, a.k.a. Handgun Control Incorporated, said in the front page of the Metro and State in 2000, when I caught bribery down at the Capitol and blew a bunch of their bills sky high. I caught it on video by the grace of God. And that's why we're going to bring them down, because they're a bunch of arrogant scum. And we're going to keep catching them. But he actually said, we got
your kids.
We got your kids. We got your kids. And the reason they got our kids is we put them in these systems and these day camps and these systems. We pay for these worthless college degrees to turn out a bunch of brain damaged idiots. Now let's go out to break with Matt Damon. Matt Damon, here he is.
And gun control, for example, how much do you think that's a debate that's coming up? It's really just...
You know, it's you guys did it here in one fell swoop, and I wish that could happen in my country, but it's not. It's such a personal issue for people that we cannot talk about it sensibly. Mm. We just can't.
Sensible.
People get so emotional, and so that...
Shut him up. I'm going to play him later. One fell swoop, New York Times, Rolling Stone, time to repeal it, LA Times, time to repeal, the White House, all admitting that's their plan, but we're crazy. We're just not being reasonable. Because we just want a big shadow government to have all the weapons. That's a great idea. Don't forget, I've barely been plugging this, but man, this is the last day to get up to 40% off on all the storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. Super high quality. You need to get prepared. You need to be independent. And 10% off on all the nutraceuticals across the board, and 25% off DNA Force, the ultimate nutraceutical. It really is the most powerful formula for detoxifying the cells, nerve growth regeneration. This is it. This is it.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got objects, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Are you prepared with food that has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO-free, and has no MSG, the highest quality on the planet? For only $95 a month, get a full month's supply of food at DeseretFoodStore.com. If you're one of the next 100 people to sign up, you'll get 1 month additional for free. Yes, that's right. Buy one and get one free for the first month. Go to DeseretFoodStore.com now or call 801-444-1444. That's 801-444-1444.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Rasmussen has him 7 points ahead. He's way ahead now in more and more battleground states. And his lead on Hillary is only growing. especially after the FBI let her go scot-free. That really even woke up a lot of liberals. And look, when I was growing up, or even in college, I was, quote, conservative on guns and things, but I'm attracted to what you call classical liberal society, art, literature, openness, cultural freedom. I know there are real liberals out there, but they have been inducted into a cult that tells them what type of language to use, to be guilty, to like live in a cult. It's classic cult programming. And it's intensifying. And I just want to ask Bernie Sanders supporters, how could you not vote for Trump? He's way more populist. The whole power structure hates him. You know all that racist stuff is just used as a political weapon. But do you really just want to feel like you're behind a winner? Can you admit you've been lied to? I mean, if Trump did one-tenth of what Hillary was doing, I wouldn't support him. I mean, Hillary stole at least 10 states. He should be the nominee. Just for the integrity of our elections. But, you know, you want to be domesticated. You want to be taken care of. And the biggest chumps out there are always collectivists. So I guess you're just acting like you historically are supposed to. We're going to go to Michael and then James and Dustin and Robert and others. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I'm going to go bam, bam, bam next hour. I'm going to call you in just a moment. Please don't forget. And by the way, this is a scare tactic. I personally am getting more storable food, medical supplies. I'm getting my firearms in order. I'm getting, you name it. I'm getting prepared because we've gone from a possibility of collapse to a probability to a near certainty. It's already happening all over the world. The Chinese president ordered People's Liberation Army to prepare for combat and war with the U.S. Putin's warning the West. Our government's bringing in massive numbers of jihadis into the nation. They're trying to kick off a civil war. They're trying to kick off civil unrest. The elites are stockpiling food and going to armored redoubts. You need to get storable food. Patriots need to be prepared. You need to plant a garden. You need to know how to use a firearm. And you need high-quality food that's fresh, lasts 25 years, and is the best deal out there. That's why it's our sponsor, My Patriot Supply. And I just said, hey, I just want to private label your entire food line. I'll sell your food right next to an InfoWars store at the lowest price. The only way I could go lower was to private label it. That's how you usually get 10% even below their lowest prices, and then they're the best. Well, now you get 40% off on a wide spectrum of their food and at least 20%. You cannot beat these deals. They end today. I've extended it. It's supposed to be a three-day sale. It's been almost 2 weeks. A lot of the stuff that was on sale, we can't do it anymore because it's either sold out or I can't violate contracts with suppliers. So InfoWarsStore.com, and it's helping fund the operation. People are responding because you can see the writing on the wall. I mean, let's just hope we don't need to use this. Let's just hope you can give it to charity or, you know, you use it when you're camping or whatever down the road. But whether it's a month supply or a 6 month or a year, they got specialty diets. It is upwards of, some of it is 40%, but 20 to 40% off depending on what you order. InfoWarsLife.com is where you can get DNA Force 25% off. We hardly ever do that. It is such an amazing nutraceutical research, DNA Force. But 10% off on all the nutraceuticals, and then that ends tonight. The DNA Force, we're going to extend through part of next week, unless we sell out, which it looks like we might actually do it by Tuesday at current sales rates. It's just so expensive to produce. I just never make enough of it, and it's hard to source. So I never get over that hump where I've got enough to be sure I can make enough, because then I can't. People that run businesses know how it is, and that's how we fund this InfoWar, is a business model. But our business is defeating the globalists. We're having some success, but we're going to come back in 70 seconds. Go directly to your phone call. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.